I want you to get together.
I'm a huge fan of yours, man. I've been you're one of my top three guys. Sorry, how's the family? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm doing well. Everything's good. Yeah, no problem here. It's good to talk with you.
Okay.
It's good. I know we've sorry I've it's taken so long, but I've managed to squeeze you in now. I've got a bit of time before I do my actual live show, so you've got me for about
Yeah, don't worry.
you got me for 50 minutes or so.
Yes. I'll wait forever, dude. Okay, so yeah, first of all, I'd love to say I'm a huge fan. I'm a bit nervous, but I'm an enormous fan of yours. I have been watching your videos for a long, long time. And to me, like, if I ever grow, I just want to say this, like, you've done so much for me personally. Like, you can't imagine, like, someone online talking about, you know, like the Nephilim looking like clowns and like the little season, like, to someone who grew up with Satanists, that's enormous. Like, you're one of my top three guys of all time. So I'm very honored, deeply honored to like be on your podcast, sir.
No, it's good to talk with you. Thank you. Like I said, we briefly had some discussions over Telegram, haven't we? And you kind of explained to me you have some stories to tell, especially when it comes to the occult and things behind the scenes. And I'm happy to hear it and hear you out. This is your chance to tell me
Yeah.
what do you know? Let me know what you know, and I'm happy to
Okay.
stick on board. Yeah.
What I know. Okay. Yes. I don't know that much about like the Oddfellows particularly, other than like what's commonly known, I suppose, in the conspiracy world. Because I was never in Oddfellows. I was never in the Freemasonic order. I was my uncle is a Freemason. My father is an Oddfellow. He's like born into it, I think. And my grandfather also born into it. And I think I might be adopted. They met my mother on a, in a like Oddfellow bar, and then sort of discarded her. And my like growing up, what's been so crazy is like I haven't really considered this much until I spoke to a friend, and she was like, "Dude, like, you know, Satanists like completely abuse their kids, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." But then I was like, because I mentally blocked a lot of this stuff out. Because I've considered my life to sort of start when I became maybe like 16, when I moved out of there. And so like, and like the stuff that happened before, I've sort of like just like decided to forget it, because like nothing good happened during those years at all, basically. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
my first, yeah, no, it's fine. It's completely fine. Like it's widened my aperture like a lot. Like I think that's the reason why the like abuse, I think, is like twofold. It's it because like okay, so maybe I should like talk a little bit about the abuse. Like what they basically do is they, or like what they did to me, I don't know if like other people have gone through similar stuff, but what they did to me is they treated me like subhuman all the time, and like they like threw me to dogs. They beat me for like anything, basically, like walking through the front door. That was a beating and shit, like constant, sorry, and like constantly, like just beatings on beatings every day. And it was just like not a good time. And then my first memory is like me being thrown to like dogs. And there's this dog, like we had these like wolf. They look like they're called jämthundar in Swedish. They're like hunting dogs that look like wolves, basically. So my first memory is like being thrown into like a pit with one of these dogs who's my age, and I can like just stand, and I'm like play fighting with this dog. And then like I don't know, it's just like a bunch of stuff like that. They've always like treated me like a dog, basically, or like less than a dog, definitely not a family member. And they've also always had like this cold hatred in their eyes that's like completely unexplainable, has been unexplainable to me all the time. Like I haven't understood what that was, because I think it's like so weird. How can a, you know, parent hate their child so much? It's strange. Like it's like I've always like wondered that, but then now I understand. Like I think they, first of all, they were broken, like what they tried to do to me. Like they were like beaten and traumatized, and then like something happens to kids. If you like, if you can like completely traumatize a kid, you can get them to become like a I don't know. You can make them completely obedient. Like, I think that was the goal. Like, they wanted to treat me like a dog, like I was shit all my life. And then when I turned 30, they started asking, like, do you want to join the Odd Fellows? Do you want to join like the Freemasonic, like the Freemasons? And I was like, by that time, I knew all about Odd Fellows, and I knew like from the outside, not from the inside, like from the outside, just like being a conspiracy theorist, like in my 30s. And then I knew about the Freemasons as well, like what they're up to, the history of like, abducting children through like, so I tried to save my dad and my grandpa for a long time. I was like, trying to get them to quit and like basically talking shit on the Odd Fellows and the Freemasons for a long time. But yeah. I don't know. So also, you can interrupt me at any time if I ramble. You can never interrupt me, sir. Like,
No, no, no. Well, it seems like you have a lot to say, and a lot to
Yes.
unpack as throughout the years. So,
Yes. Yes. It...
first of all, I'm sorry about what you went through as a child. Your
It's fine.
your
I'm completely
story
fine.
is, like you said, it's part and parcel of being raised by people who are involved in the occult and these practices. And said there's many reasons why they do this to children. And compartmentalizing the mind is one of them, breaking it apart into alters through trauma. And also,
Yes.
trauma as well opens people up to demonic possession as well. It's one of
Yes.
the main
Yes,
tactics,
sir.
really, And like I said, they keep it in the family, and they tend to want to have their family members, including themselves, in that state. Because not only that, as well, people who are heavily traumatized also seem to gain spiritual abilities and abilities to perceive the spirit realm more than other people too. And that
Oh,
comes.
you are so wise, sir.
And
Sorry.
if you're gonna be a witch or a warlock in the occult, that's a handy practice to have. So you better if you want your kids to continue in that practice, you better get them young, so they have the
Yes.
powers for longer type of thing. So I think it sounds like that's pretty much what you were up against.
Definitely. Like, what I also wanted to say, like, twofold, there's like two reasons. One of them is to like make you obedient, basically. Make you like, when they finally got me to join the Odd Fellows, they would probably be like, you're home. Now you're welcome. Now I'm your father. Now he's your grandfather. All of a sudden, you got a family. We've been treating you like subhuman garbage all your life. And now, we respect you enough to like, now you're part of something. I think that was one thing they tried to do, but also by like beating a child, like really traumatizing a child, you open up their aperture to like perceive the world. Like your amygdala, like your stress response, your ability to handle truth. Like any conspiracy theorist have like experienced this. Like, say chemtrails, for instance, when you like try to tell a normie that they're spraying the skies, it doesn't matter if you like point to it and like show them on your phone, like, here, look, I can order aluminum spraying chemtrails, like they're not gonna see it because they don't have the aperture to perceive it, like, because it's too much to handle for them. That's why like it's like the Matrix. You can't be told what the Matrix is. You have to like want to know yourself. But that's, and this is something like I've seen lately, you've been talking about like on your channel, like stop screaming at people to like get it, like, because they're not going to get it. It doesn't work like that. So I think one of the things that they definitely wanted to do was widen my aperture so I could perceive what this world is, sort of, enough to be able to handle it. Because it's like, even for me, it's been really rough, like, just as a conspiracy theorist, like, when I heard, like, when I realized space was like fake, it did me in, man. It was huge for me. And like, I'm gonna also assume all of your viewers are little Caesonists and don't believe in space, at least. The like cosmology of what the Earth is, I
It's
guess,
a
doesn't
mixed
really
bag,
matter,
but
but.
I'd say the majority are definitely more an enclosed system type of people rather than a vast infinite space type of people. And as for the little season, maybe it's about 50-50. I don't know. But
Okay. Well,
we're all free thinkers here, so we're all open to any possibility, I'd say.
yeah, okay. I believe fully in the little season, and Jesus being my king, obviously the King of Kings, and that he
Amen.
was here, that he ruled. I have My eyes have been fixed on Tartaria for a long time. I've been a as an electrician. This is kind of what I'm talking about. What I talk about, like the Seal of Solomon, the Star of David, like the symbol, like to me, what it like means. Because I don't know, obviously, but like one thing as an electrician, like how energy flows in this place is quite peculiar. And my friend, or like my apprentice, asked me one time. He was we were connecting like DC panels, and he was like, "Why do we have to connect like a cable to the panel and like back again?" And I never thought about like explaining it to anyone. And then I had to like think about it for once. And I was like, oh, well, okay. So like think about it like straws. Think about it like straws and water flowing. Like the water has to be able to flow somewhere for it to flow. If it doesn't flow, like, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm explaining it poorly here, but I tried to explain it to like a new guy, a Gen Z kid. And then basically like the Seal of Solomon, the way I perceive it is that like the reason we say that God is our father, and why people are very adamant, like, no, it's a he, it's a father, it's the father in heaven, is because like electricity is coming from the air. Like the air is electric. So it's the positive charge, like I'm trying to explain it. And like Mother Nature is female because Mother Nature is inherently magnetic. So like this is how energy sort of flows. I don't know, maybe I'm explaining this really poorly, but like it has to like flow somewhere. So like when we say like Lucifer is a he, basically we should be saying Lucifer is a she, because like Lucifer is technically is in hell, is below us magnetically, deep in the spirit realm, as I have understood it. I don't know, of course. But like I perceive like the spirit realm to be the sort of anti-creation of creation, and it has to be an anti, like a void for this to exist, sort of.
Yeah, well,
That's basically what I
there's
think.
many thoughts on what the spirit realm is exactly. I'd like to think of it more of a mirror of our realm. It's kind of a you're talking about the way this realm functions with electricity and how you have to have it has to go both ways. I think it's the same thing with existence and reality. Yes, I think there has to be a warp to every woof of a rug. There has to be the underside of a rug and the thing on top. There has to be a tails to every heads of a coin. You can't have one without the other. It's a dualistic principle of reality, just the way it works, and it is unchangeable. That is the way it is. That's how creation works. So I think the spirit realm is the physical realm, and the physical realm is the spirit realm. They're actually this. It's actually one system. They're not two separate things. It is one whole. You know, like it is the one thing. And that's kind of how I loosely describe it. And I like the idea of
Same
how
here, brother.
it's nothingness as compared to somethingness where we are. I
It
like
has
that.
to be
I like that
it has to,
idea.
because like otherwise like it can't like energy can't like move if it can't move somewhere and like go through something. And the way I perceive it, like I perceive our hearts to function the same as like say the sun, for instance. Like maybe that's not relevant, but like we have like a similar field around us also, like that stems from our heart energetically, like in our solar plexus, in our heart. Like, and also like we say God lies within our hearts now. I want to talk about also God speaking and like free will and stuff, but whatever. Like, I believe that like this is not Gnostic stuff, but I do believe that like our heart also spins and creates this like field around us, basically. And it functions just to sit like similarly. Like this is basically called fusion, and it's like what the sun is doing as well. This is like what this, in my cosmology, this is like what I believe,
Well, it's
which
interesting
is,
because
I don't know,
I don't
fascinating.
know if you've seen it. You must have seen it, but the heart, you can. It's not actually like two ventricles and two chasms that pump independently. When you get a heart and you cut the center, it actually unravels as one big long strip, and it actually folds back up in. It's a vortex. The heart is shaped like a vortex, and things travel through it like a vortex, not like two chasms of pumps, you know, and it
It's basically
implies,
spinning the blood, right? Oh,
exactly.
sorry.
So it's not pumping the blood, it's spinning the blood. It's actually a completely different like mechanism than we really understand. And it seems like energetically speaking, in the spirit realm, it's doing something involving a vortex.
Yeah, I mean,
It's something else, yeah.
Walter Russell understood it. I don't know if you're familiar with like Walter Russell, but
Maybe
like,
maybe I'm not good with names, but I'm good with things I've seen. So I've probably seen something. Go ahead, I'll let you go.
he's basically like the Einstein we all like. If we didn't have Einstein, I'm sure we'd have Walter Russell instead. And like, I'm not a big believer in pretty much anything we've been told in school. Like, not like, or like history. I doubt history completely. I doubt physics completely. Obviously, like, I think, like, I don't know. This is just not like medicine, of course. Like, the medical industry is like incredibly corrupt. It's like a
Oh,
joke.
yeah.
It's like just a sick, just tries to make you sick, basically. But whatever. Yes, the vortex of the heart. So like, basically, this is called fusion. Like, basically, this is like, if you spin water. If you press down, like if you compress water quickly, it energetically creates a field. And if you look at the sun, if you take a picture of the sun, sometimes you can see on your camera, because it's hard to see with the naked eye, you can see these like rays shooting in like this, like a cross in the sun. And this is basically what your heart is doing also. I think this is how you like perceive emotions in your heart as well. I know why we're talking about this, but like you sort of receive the energy and motion through the crystals structures, the salt and sugar in your body, and by like the nodes, you get the sine wave.
No, interesting. Yeah, I'm open to
This
all
is what
these ideas. Yeah, I think it's interesting, and yeah, I think life is a lot more complex than we understand, especially when you start bringing into the spiritual realm, into the physical realm aspect. I think it is complicated. I mean, one thing I think maybe we should come back to is you're clearly somebody who's kind of been through it. You've been down all the rabbit holes. I'm guessing you've pretty much come out the other end, and it seems like you're well integrated now. This information, you kind of walk upright and through the world as a full-fledged conspiracy theorist, knowing all the rabbit holes and what the conclusions are. So what is it exactly that brought you to me, and what specifically did you want to kind of bounce off of me and talk about exactly? Did you just want to share your experiences with the occult, or was there anything?
I guess, I don't know why I started talking about this particularly. Like, there's a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but basically, maybe like free will. And like, because lately, okay, so lately, I recently sort of like broke up with my family, and I'm a huge fan of yours. And I have been for a long time. And when I decided by my own free will to break contact with everyone on like my father's side of the family, this strange thing happened. All of a sudden, because I haven't been watching your videos in a while, all of a sudden I like start watching your videos and I get to the little season stuff. And I've always been like a huge, I've been very interested in Tartaria. My eyes have been like locked on Tartaria for a long time, and it's like there's been this like big question mark at the end, like where did the people go? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I've never been able to like, that has been bugging me for such a long time. And then when I left, it's like this brought me to my faith. Like, this brought me to Christianity, like solidified it for me, like as pr like proof, sort of. Like the fact that like, because I've considered so much of the architecture in the structures for a long time, like the spinning of Mercury, the like sort of like how like churches are like these organ batteries sort of, and they like generate like etheric energy, and like how does this work, and like it's so complicated, it's so beyond. Like, people just like walk past these churches and consider them to just be like normal buildings, but they're like as someone who works in construction also, this is like obviously like several levels above where we are today. Like, this is enormous. So it's like it has to come from somewhere. And then like the idea that it like comes from heaven, and like saints and angels being part of it, and like working together, and like Like it just like completely makes sense all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that because of your channel.
Oh, good. I think
So like I can.
I was talking to Chris from the BioCharisma podcast, and he builds domes. I've just been talking to him for the new channel, the Understanding Creativity channel, and that's going to get released soon. And we touch on the buildings again, even in that talk, and he's mentioned it a few times. But he's like somebody like he's a builder and an artist, you know, and he makes these complex geometric domes, you know, with bent wire and frameworks and stuff like this, like working with geometry. And he says he's looking at these buildings like I showcase, and he's like, these were inspired. It's like, how the hell did
It's
who comes up with this stuff? You know what I mean? Like people,
so
he's
beyond.
like, these were not made by wage slaves. These were not made
No.
by like people like us. It was made by a different type of person with a different consciousness, is how he describes it. They were inspired. They were on a different level to us, like you just said, basically. And I think that's true. Like
I
we
think
don't think like they thought. We just don't.
not even close, not even like not even on any level. Like the like circling of the spheres and the like the understanding of like metals and fusion and like all of these things. It's just like on such a crazy level, and like harnessing vibrations like from the sort of Holy Spirit of this place is on such a level. To say that like people in the Dark Ages did it, it's absolute poppycock, no offense, but like it's just not like you don't do that with a horse and carriage, no way. And also they say like, oh, like these houses that were built in like 4 years, some like cathedrals. It's just like to do it today, like even like with machinery that we have today, it would take like it's like a 20-year project at least. We have like electric tools, and just it's just like it's not even conceivable. It's not possible on any level. I also work in construction. It's just like just the like the logistics of like hand like manning people like in just like getting the best stonemasons, getting the best like electric engineers. Like you have to first of all you have to have a complete perception, like a completely wide aperture to understand what this world is and how energy functions here. To even begin to start to be able to harness energy from this place like this. So this is like angelic. This is like a whole, I've always been like raving about these buildings, but to people, but it's like everyone just thinks I'm crazy, you know?
Oh yeah,
But
if you
it's
can't see it, you can't see it. This is the other
really, you
thing.
can't.
I mean, I you know, I live in England and I'm surrounded by churches. You cannot look in any direction without seeing a spire sticking up above the trees, you know what I mean? It's kind of, and they're like literally laid out all across the country, and like they're literally like 3 miles apart from each other, 2 miles apart from each other, 50 meters away from each other in some cases. They're just everywhere, you know. All of it. And my entire life, I've grown up surrounded by this, and never even gave them a second look. Haven't even glanced at them. Haven't even thought about it. Didn't care, you know. They're not on my radar. They don't exist. When you're not conscious of them, they don't exist to you, okay? Then suddenly, when I discovered all this stuff, I can't unsee it. They're everywhere. The earth is littered with this technology,
Yeah,
like
this
everywhere.
led this.
It's beautiful. No one knows. No one cares. People are getting married in them, not realizing like that's not what they are.
It's not what they did.
These things are insane. Like these things are. They shouldn't be here. They don't make sense. Like to what we've been told, and obviously, like I said, I think the Millennial Kingdom of Christ, and us obviously being in a very specific time in the biblical timeline explains it perfectly. And when I first heard that, it messed with me. You know, I had to really battle with it and contend with it because I thought we were waiting for tribulation. I thought we were waiting for the mark of the beast. You know, and I had issues with my faith. Well, not. My faith, I mean, because I was saved by Jesus through demonic attack and all that, because I knew he was real. I knew that was real
Wow,
anyway. That
I'm
wasn't,
so interested.
but when it came to like the biblical history and I had issues, you know, like things didn't make sense. They didn't make sense. There was problems, glaring problems with the narrative, you know, and it's kind of when this theory came along, this idea, this understanding that we're in the little season of Satan and the millennial reign happened, and we're in the aftermath of this time. It was, I don't know what it was. It's like a I don't know how to explain it. It's like
I
everything
know.
just clicked
I know.
into
You did
place.
that for me. You did that for me. This is why, like, you are like, I'm literally standing on your shoulders, dude. You did, like, I know, like, you didn't like come up with the Little Caesar stuff, but like, you're my guy. Like, you're the one who like got me to like all of a sudden reach like conspiracy bedrock. I felt like all of a sudden I'm like, wait, because like I've had Lucifer in my ear all of my life. I understand now. Also thanks to you. Also thanks to my understanding of demonic possession, which is another thing that like I perceive the world in a higher degree thanks to you. Like you are my top one of my top guys, man.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's nice to hear. I appreciate the sentiment, but like I said, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants who came before me, who laid the foundation for this knowledge to come forth. And we're a community at the end of the day. We're one very disparate, disconnected network of people who are all telling each other what we know. And like I said, it seems like this is conspiracy bedrock. That's how it feels. It's like,
It
oh,
is
this is the
for
cutting
me too.
edge, end of the line. This is what it's all hinging on. It's because this
All of a sudden,
happened, you know.
history, like the lie, the bullshit history we've been told, all of a sudden, every like, if you conceptualize it through like also like deleting some years or like just like the millennial kingdom and you sort of like go back through like the pan, like if you start with like Pangaea, like Rome, and then just like the apocalypse, just shattering the world, like America, Turtle Island going away. Like the world separating and like just like I don't know then what happened then like I guess the millennial reign, the millennial kingdom like initiated, started, and then the history after that, like the wars basically. I don't think like the wars like after the millennial kingdom, like when sort of people or like the angels and Jesus left, then you have this like complete like melee in history where all of a sudden all these like kings start fighting and like England and Sweden, like we like Sweden on the Swedish flag there's like a like it's a cross, you know, like we were a Christian nation, we and like our history after this like 200 years ago, like we like went on a rampage, we like. And this is like so stupid, like trying to like start like kill people for Christ. Like, I don't know, but like, and also, I don't think like the wars were that excessive that from what we've been told, but like,
It seems like a power vacuum was left behind when the millennial reign ended. And
definitely.
what happened is the bad people filled that vacuum and everybody fought and was vying for power. You know, who's going to get to be in control? And I think with the establishment of the Bavarian Illuminati in 1776 in America and all these other things, I think those were the flags being planted in the New World after Christ. Okay, that's it. And they've been running the game ever since. And this is why we have secret societies. That's what they are. That's what they're for. That's the secret. I think that's the real secret, you know, that's what they're trying to hide. And they've been creating a complete false narrative ever since that time. And it came after the Revolutionary Wars, like you said, and this the feudal battles between barons and kings and kingdoms, and kind of when it all kind of settled, there were some final maneuvers happening in like World War One and World War Two. And I'd say that we've been functionally locked into their narrative since then, I would say.
True, true, and oh yeah, I want to talk about Gen Z and free will because that's one thing.
Sure.
Like when I, cause I love Gen Z. Sorry for just like completely changing, but I just
No,
want to.
go
I
for
don't know
it.
what time it is. Sorry, I apologize. But like Gen Z, when I talk to them and I try to tell them, just like from my, I'm 40, I'm pushing 40, and like when I, because I talk to them a lot in my work, because like blue collar kids, you know, they end up with me. Basically, I get these kids, and like some of their brains are like mush. Some of them are like so incredibly lit. I don't know what to say. Like I am at a loss for words how like much they inspire me and what like from what I see like how they navigate and operate. Because think of like a Gen Z kid, like what was it like growing up for them compared to like us. Like when I try to tell them like, oh, like things were better before, like it wasn't as bad, they can't understand that, they can't perceive that. But like I tried to tell them, but it's like the world was way significantly like less I don't say demonic, but like I want to say like demonic back in those days. It was like it was just easier. Like you don't understand. And now they grow up getting hit with what? Like gambling addiction, vapes, these like energy drinks, who are all satanic, by the way. Why are they like all like monsters like 666? And like we got Celsius here. It's like a anti-Christian like Greek philosopher and like what else? Like a Red Bull. It's like, you know, like bullshit. Like it's like all these like satanic brands and they're just guzzling them down. Like I can't imagine what that's doing to them. And then like they got TikTok, porn. Like they're hit with all these things. Like really, Satan in this like crescendo of the little season is throwing so much stuff at these kids. And like imagine what Satan and his legion is. Like it's a legion of basically cursed 1,000-year-old beings, surely stuck in hell, but they do manipulate this world and they do manipulate like your thoughts, your like, and also like in today's society we completely like worship the mind and our thinking like that's like the way to like how you turn a smart person retarded. Basically it's like you give them a lot of data and statistics and tell them this is like how the world works. And like you push someone through school and you teach them what to be like more indoctrinated and to like look at life through a keyhole, basically. It's like what school is. It's like awful, in my opinion. And these kids, these Gen Z kids, like these demons, these like legion of demons, I know I scare them because they have no power over me anymore. Lucifer has no power over me. My mind is blank. I speak from the heart. I communicate with my heart. I haven't there's no thoughts up here. And like these Gen Z kids are babies compared to me. I'm a baby compared to Satan and his demons. But these children, these like teenagers, they are like handling it. They're still standing after everything the world is like you have no future. There's no money. You're never gonna get a house. Like, by the way, like everything's like so screwed. And what are these kids doing, man? These kids are like, they're talking to each other. They're having like deep conversation with each other about like the world and like philosophy as teenagers. Like, if I was Satan, I would be terrified of a Gen Z kid. Like seeing like a little baby, no offense to any Gen Z kids, but seeing like a little baby be able to take the brunt of like a legion of demonic attacks and Satan himself. Like imagine how Satan feels. Imagine how scared Satan is of these kids. And this is what I see in these kids. That's why I'm like, wow, we got like some good warriors on our side. If only they understood how powerful they are. This is like when people say like, oh, we don't understand our true power. We don't understand our true strength. This is our true strength. Like, God chose us over these demons. You can silence your mind. You can quiet down your mind and speak from your heart, listen through your heart, because Satan can't touch that. That's God. God is light. God is in your heart. And you have divine free will at every moment, no matter what the voices in your head say. I don't know. You probably didn't have voices in your head, but I've had voices in my head all my life, man. Like, do you remember that study, by the way, when like a smart scientist like said like, oh, apparently like a third of all humanity don't have an inner monologue, and like it like kicked off this whole NPC debate.
Yeah,
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, and like all of a sudden, like because obviously he asked everyone, so like he knows, like he's a smart scientist. I do not like agree or like with like scientists that much, but obviously, but because it's stupid, like but anyway, it like it sparked this whole thing where like, oh my God, a third of all people are NPCs. And then I started thinking like, huh, like maybe I started thinking like maybe these people, if it's true, like are more connected, because I started to figure out how the world works, how I believe the world works. Maybe they're like more intuitive. Maybe it's better because my at first I was on board. I was like, holy, that's so crazy. People aren't thinking. But then one funny thing, because these like voices in my head, you know, the voices that like when you look in the mirror, they're like, Man, you're pretty fat. You're not that pretty. You're kind of ugly. Like, no one's ever gonna, you know, like, you're never gonna find a girl. Like, all these, like, voices that, like, kept, like, just like, this is how bitchy Satan is, also, by the way. He's nagging you, basically. This, like, huge immortal being is nagging you in your mind. That's all he can do. So, like, don't be scared of Satan, obviously. Don't be scared of any Freemasonic order. Don't be scared of the government. They're useful idiots, all of them. Like, this is why they're nothing compared to these Gen Z kids. They're nothing compared to us. Like, there's no reason to fear anything here, especially if you understand the world. And like, if you're in Israel, like, if you see God, if you see how, like, energy flows here, whatever. But like, sorry, am I rambling?
No. So you were explaining how basically Gen Z are a sight to behold. Basically, what we're
Yes.
seeing here.
Truly inspiring, truly inspiring. Like, these, to me, they are absolute demon slayers. Like, because they are like, just imagine being one of them. And like, imagine, I don't know if you talk to, like, these Gen Z kids. Some of them are so lit. You could think you're talking to, like, a 60-year-old in a 20-year-old body, like a 19-year-old. And you're like, where the effing heck did you get all this wisdom, man? And it's like,
I've
but because
listened
they talk to each other.
I've listened to some Gen Z content creators who are kind of black-pilled and kind of explaining the situation, and they do seem very, very, very clued in. Like they're very hyper aware of the reality of the situation.
Unnaturally so, I'd say.
Yeah, and they're not like scared of like being accused of being crazy for calling out the obvious either. They're all conspiracy theorists. It seems like they're all kind
A
of like.
lot of
Like they all know,
I
it's
mean
like they know what's going on. They did all the noticing early on, you know what I mean? They know exactly what's going on and who's messing with them and what they're trying to do. And it's kind of like rather than like get upset about it, like you said, they make memes. They don't care.
they make memes and they communicate with each other through memes. They
Yeah.
communicate like via TikTok and like they're so lit, dude. And they throw out concepts at each other that are like such heavy hitters. And I don't think they understand like on what level they are really, because I think Gen Z mostly have like stuck to their own generation a lot. But I just want to say to all Gen Z, like, obviously you have free will at any moment in your life. You can do anything. Like, there's nothing has control over you in this place. I promise you that. That is true. And also, don't listen to what anyone says ever, obviously. Only listen to your heart. Don't even listen to me. Never listen to anyone who says they know shit because stuff, because they do not. And anyone who maybe start listening to, if you're going to listen to anyone, listen to people who admit that they don't know things. That's it. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I just wanted to get that out to the kids.
That's good. It's a good
I love them.
message. It's a good message. I mean, I look at my demographics on YouTube, and I've got a decent pool. I've got 90,000 people there, and yeah, anyone below the age of like 20 isn't really watching my videos or in that realm, because they're all on these other platforms. Like you said, they're on TikTok.
Okay.
They're not on YouTube.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm over like our generation type of thing and above, millennials and onwards.
Well, okay. Well, we should be nice to Gen Z's then. Like, okay. Like, if no Gen Z's watching this, I tell all my homies to watch your channel. I tell all my Gen Z like kids to watch. I know there's some Gen Z that watch you
There
for
will be
real.
some, don't
So
get
I'm
me wrong,
cool.
and probably not even telling the true age, to be honest, on these platforms, so it wouldn't surprise me. But
Yeah. No, they fake their age.
I think a lot of people who like of the younger generations, like I said, I don't think it's all of Gen Z, but there is this large contingent of Gen Z, I've been told that are like heavily Christian, like
Yes.
they're leaning more towards Christianity and orthodoxy,
How beautiful is that, dude?
and yeah, it's like a massive revival in the younger generation of like more right leaning, conservative leaning, traditionalist leaning, Christian leaning values. Kind of like I said, in complete protest to the ridiculousness that they're surrounded with. And it's kind of like they can see how
Yes.
the ultra-liberal left-wing nonsense is nonsense,
You'd think it'd be the other way. You'd think they would like crack and not be able to like function at all. You'd think, and a lot of them, their brains are mush. We can't like say all of Gen Z are smart. That's not
No.
what I'm saying. But like a lot of them, they do get destroyed by the conditions of the world that they're being brought up in, because it is insane. Like, but I guess it's the same thing that I was talking about. It's the like trauma response. Like, you open up your mind to be able, like, they've been hit with so much stuff all their life. So like, in order to survive, you have to open your aperture to be able to like perceive what is going on around you. And I think that is what's happening with them. And it's
Mass
like taking
trauma,
this
yeah, mass trauma. I think we do have to
mass
worry. I
trauma.
think the only worry I would say is if there's been like some kind of psychological operation to mass traumatize an entire generation of children who are now becoming adults, is that, well, that could be opening up to the wrong type of spirits who are going to come and tell them some nonsense to try and make them feel like they're special, or they could save themselves through, like, like the New Age agenda, let's say, the New Age religion, the New Age spiritualism, Luciferianism with a sacred geometry overlay, we'll call it something like that. I think a lot of them are going to fall into that spiritual trap, which is being pushed quite heavily, the New Age stuff, the consciousness stuff,
It is everywhere.
It is, yeah. And
It's
I
like
think the whole point of the program was to get that generation with that stuff. But I think, like I said, God works in mysterious ways. He has a sense of humor, and I think they've gone the other way. And I think now they're gonna have to start again and try again, because they've skipped a generation. You know what I mean? It'd be interesting to see how the future goes, because I'd say the millennial generation is lost. We bought the propaganda and we ran with it. Unfortunately, not all of us,
Not
but
all of us,
a
not
lot of
all
our
of us, but like,
generation did, though. I'd say 90% of the millennial generation fully bought hook, line, and sinker all the narrative and went full head first into that worldview and their way of thinking. And like I
yeah, but we're
said,
not boomers. Sorry, boomers. I'm like boomers. That's the worst, though. They did
oh
nothing.
yeah, well
They just had the TV like
they're
this.
different. Like I said, they did nothing. They just went along head down, whatever. I think the whole rebelliousness of the millennials wasn't organic. It was like you're rebelling into their regime. Like you think it's rebellious what you're doing, but all you're doing is just fueling their agenda, like the trans stuff, you know what I mean? And then the pride thing, that type of generation of thinking. And it's kind of, you're not actually that avant-garde as much as you think you are. You've just been programmed to do these things. And I think our generation was so programmed that we just rolled with it, and we kind of, and I think, like I said, Gen Z of like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's like,
We had it good though. We had it good though in like the 90s and like
yeah,
the like
just
early
about.
2000s. We had a good time. Like internet was good. Like they don't also these Gen Z kids don't understand an uncensored internet. Like we had an uncensored internet.
Oh yeah, it
Like
was a
at the start of the internet, it was different. It wasn't what it is today. Where like you Google something and now like AI shows up. It's just like truth AI is gonna tell you whatever you're Googled. Like it's completely BS at this point. I'm about to like completely just check log out like completely.
Yeah, we did have it good. I still remember we would have to knock on somebody's door to ask if they were coming out to play as a kid.
Yeah,
And if
that's
they weren't, they weren't doing anything that day, But it's kind of,
yeah.
it is this. So I still have echoes of a simpler time in my memory. Gen Z do not have that. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. I think we were the last generation really to have anything like that, where it was simple. And we weren't bombarded every
Yeah.
single second. We weren't overstimulated. We weren't all becoming complete addicts to technology. Everything was new and exciting and fresh. And I think now what they've got is like a copy of a copy of a copy, and it's all
Right.
burnt out. Yeah.
They can't understand that. They can't understand that, like, 'cause they haven't lived what we lived. And it's
No.
like when the boomers say like, "Oh, it was better in our time." Like I talk to boomers also. Like people, because I work at like construction sites, so I talk to boomers too, and like they like describe a completely different world here, especially in Sweden, where like they like left like to pay their bills, they just like left cash in the mailbox, and the mailman would come and like go through the cash and be like, "Oh, this bill is this much, so I'll take this much money and put it back in the mailbox," and that's like inconceivable to us, but like. Imagine like it has gotten progressively more I should go down more demonic as we go on. And I do believe also like I don't know, have you read this about like the little season lasting a time and half a time? I don't know where I've gotten that from, but I've gotten it from somewhere. Like I think maybe I'm not I don't want to be a doomsayer, obviously it's stupid to do that or like be a but if it's a time and half a time, I really shouldn't even be saying this, but like, because I'm gonna be wrong. I'm always wrong, by the way. I'm always wrong. But like, then like the last year of Satan's little season would technically, wouldn't it be like 4th of July? Like that wouldn't that be 249 years? And like people are like, where's the Gog Magog Wars? Like how desensitized are we to killing if like we don't perceive World War I, World War II, all these wars as like Gog Magog wars? Like, what war are you waiting for? Like, what complete genocide are you waiting for that's gonna like be good enough? Like,
Oh,
and like
yeah.
also how like desensitized we are to killing is completely absurd. Like, I've been in a lot of fights like in my life, and I'm never gonna fight. I'm not gonna spill a drop of blood ever again in my life, ever. And because I wouldn't dare to dishonor my king, like, because he wouldn't want that, obviously. But like, how much murder is being pushed down our like in our faces today? Like, it's in every action movie, it's in every video game. It's like people, like, it's in our language even. Like, oh, like I killed, like, it's just absurd. And I think like for like to get people to kill each other, it's really hard. That's why, like, man, they hit us with PSYOP so early. Like, I see like these like young kids, like they get force fed Santa Claus, they get force fed Counting the Planets, and then they get force fed dinosaurs. Three lies, basically. Two of them are anagrams for Satan, like NASA and Santa Claus. And the third one is like, I don't know, Rockefeller, obviously bullshit, or like, I don't know, like, I don't believe in dinosaurs either. But like,
Yeah, I agree. It is hard to kill another person. It's actually really difficult to get a human to kill another human being. They're not as easy as they make it out in the movies or in video games.
no.
In World War One, a lot of times they were just shooting past each other rather than at each other for that reason. And a lot of ammo was just spent shooting into the air, basically, to make it look like they were actually aiming for people when they weren't. And there's a, that's the reality of the situation. Because, and when you do, people who did kill somebody, they suffered greatly for it. Never mind the person who died, the person who lived, like, suffers serious trauma, like trying to deal with what they've done, and people just break down, because they murdered somebody.
It's
It's really bad.
awful.
Yeah,
It's an awful thing. Like, it's soul dire. It's a soldier. It's a soul dire. And also, maybe I can like touch briefly just like on what I think this place is. Like, what this, because I came to Christ through like observing creation. Because I wasn't like, I haven't like read the Bible that much. I haven't, I've always like been really, I saw angels early when I was young. And then I also, I sort of peered into heaven on a DMT trip. And then recently I also cry. The highest I've ever been, by the way, is I've been completely sober 2 times. The first time I beat my dad when I was 14, I was like walking on clouds, trumpets playing in my ears. I was literally floating. I was so high. And then the other time when I was crying for the first time in 30 years, I like, because I love drum and bass. I love English music. I'm a huge fan of like UK music and drum and bass. And I was like, I've been sort of like joking to myself. I've been joking like, man, I really hope like if I go to heaven, I hope they play drum and bass because I'd love to listen to drum and bass in heaven. And then I was listening to this song, this drum and bass song track, and for like a split, I started crying. I started bawling, and I don't know why. I think it was like because I started to feel like this war was within me, and like this war that I've been going through, like this like card game between God and Satan, or like this conversation they've been having about me and me just like finally enacting on my free will. Like this war was ending, and it's like, I don't know if you know Magic the Gathering, but like God was just like serving up this like long checkmate on Satan, like day after day, because I got sober. And then I like I, so so I just started crying, and I don't know why. I haven't cried in like 30 years, and I started bawling. And then for like a split second, I saw, because I was listening to this drum and bass track on repeat, I saw into heaven like all these like saints and like friends. They just like was like listening to the song, just like it was amazing. And then I cried for like days after that. But yeah, I don't know. It was really, really cool. And it made me like even like just like stronger, firmer believer in heaven, because I've sort of seen into heaven twice. I don't believe in hell, but oh yeah, what this place does, I do believe like the Bible does say state very clearly, and I do believe like functioningly what this place seemed to do is that it seems to be constantly sorting the wheat from the chaff here. and he wants to know, like, God wants to basically make bread, and he wants to know, are you wheat or are you chaff? And I don't think, like, when you make bread and you sort out the wheat from the chaff, you don't hate the chaff. You don't like throw the chaff to hell. There's no point. Like, you just like delete it. So I think that's what happens to those who like don't make the cut. And I think the cycle, I don't know obviously, but I do think the cycle is that we like we cycle, because I don't believe in like reincarnation, but I do believe in a soul. So I do believe that we sort of cycle through heaven, through like through heaven, and then we are continuously like being tested here. Like, are you still wheat? Are you still, are you going to be chaff this time? Or are you wheat again? And like, I don't know. That's what I sort of think is going on here.
It's hard to say, isn't it? Because it said it's appointed
Yeah,
for a man to
incredibly hard to say.
it said it's appointed for a man to die once and then judgment, and then I'd say there's a little bit of legalist leeway there for defined death. Do you mean death of the body or do you mean death of the spirit? So it's kind of, I think the little season theories opens up the possibility that we have been here before. The rest of the dead are resurrected, after the millennial reign. It says the rest of the dead will be resurrected. What does that mean? And everyone thinks just for final
Right.
judgments only. And I would say, well, that's not a resurrection, then. That's your soul has been woken up and put before the throne of God, shall we say. Resurrection means you're given a new body. It's different,
Right.
So I don't really
Right.
know. I don't really know what to say of that or what I believe on the whole reincarnation aspect of the scriptures of the word, that word. But I do believe the book of the Bible is about resurrection from the dead. So resurrection versus reincarnation, I think, are two different things. I think something's going on. Something odd is happening when it comes to our experience here. And like I said, a sorting type of from the wheat from the chaff is a good way to describe it, I think. But I don't know the mechanics. I don't know the mechanics,
I think heaven adores you, dude. I think, if I'm not gonna speak for heaven, but like I think you're amazing, and I can just imagine how much they love you, dude. I bet, like, jeez. And I think, because all the people that you've touched, like all the people that, all the good that you have done in this world, I don't think you can like even like perceive it until maybe like when you die. Like, maybe then, like, I hope they'll like show you on like somehow, like on some like angel technology, just like, dude, look at what you did. Because like, when I, oh man, like I can't imagine how many people you've like reached out to, and how much good you have done in the world. You've done so much good for me, like, and there has to be like millions of, like, I don't know how many people like you reach. So like,
I
man,
don't know.
I am sure
That's not for me
you
to
got
know.
nothing to worry about, brother.
That's not for me
I'm
to know.
psyched.
That's
Right.
if I think about that, I'll stop doing what I'm doing probably because I'll be thinking too much about what I'm doing. I'm gonna stick to the idea that I'm just gonna keep winging it. I'm not gonna prepare. I'm just gonna do what I do and keep doing it and just focus on that, to be honest. Because I don't know where the message goes or how God uses that. I don't know, and I'd rather not. No, if you get what I mean, I'd rather just do what I do and leave it at that. But thanks for the compliments anyway. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this as well. And thanks for talking with me. I'm gonna have to get going because I got my own live show to get to now.
Yes, of
But
course. Thank you.
that was good. You had a lot of great things to share. Yeah, you okay?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's
Thank you.
all
Yeah,
right.
sorry, I lagged. I lagged.
No,
Thank you. It
you're
was an
fine. You're
immense
fine.
honor. I absolutely, like, you're incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Well, like I said, I'll upload this to YouTube or somewhere where people can see it, so you can get the message out to those Gen Zs. It was a good conversation.
Sounds
Again,
fun.
you've got me on Telegram, so stay in touch. And maybe we could do this again sometime.
Definitely.
Who knows?
I'd love to, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
Excellent.
you.
Right.
Thank
Take
you
it
so
easy.
much.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye now. God bless.
You too. God bless.
I want you to get together.